Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jay's Dark Zone. This is Jay, or otherwise known as John Sabanowski. I want to talk about different things in Chicago and different haunted mysteries that plague the city. And I'm going to talk about other things too, like mysteries of strange natural occurrences. First, I wanted to talk about the history of the spirit that haunts Resurrection Cemetery. And that's Resurrection Mary. This is one of the most sought after and really involved cases of everywhere in Chicago. This is the one that people have been saying that if it's real or if it's not, or if it's just people's minds. But I'm going to let you listen to this short clip of what's going on about it.
Tales of weary night travelers who become unwitting hosts to ghosts as they travel lonely night roads.
Resurrection Mary is, without a doubt, the most famous ghost in Chicago. But she is only one of a number of so-called vanishing hitchhikers that has been seen in many parts of the world, from England and Scotland to China, in Japan, India, South America, for well over 100 years. And our version of the story, our Resurrection Mary, is the most famous of the vanishing hitchhikers, and that is because of her staying power. She has continued to have so many eyewitnesses that have experienced her up until the present day, and that makes her unique among all the vanishing hitchhikers. No one quite is sure who Resurrection Mary was in life. There are a number of versions of the story that attempt to connect the ghost to one or another young woman that lived and died in Chicago, usually in the 1920s or 30s. There's a version of the story that talks about little Anna Norkis, who was a 12-year-old girl that died in 1927 on the way home from a dance on the eve of her 12th birthday. She was buried in Resurrection Cemetery, and her ghost is seen traversing Archer Avenue outside late at night. There's a verse.
There's different stories and different versions of the Resurrection Mary, but the most of the one I heard of, that one time she went to someone and a priest saw her, and he said that he could have sworn that was a ghost. And, you know, they said that, you know, priests are not supposed to lie, or people see her in a restaurant and they give her a ride home, and she's, you know, just disappears out of nowhere, out of thin air. Different stories about this so-called ghost.
So the story that connects Resurrection Mary to a girl named Mary Miskowski, that was from the Bridgeport neighborhood on the south side that was reportedly killed on her way home from a Halloween party in the 1930s. There are many different versions of the story, but without a doubt, the one that has lasted longest and has convinced so many of its reality is the story of Mary Bregovi. Mary Bregovi was a beautiful young woman, a factory worker in the packing town of the Stockyards district in the back of the yard. She lived on South Damon Avenue, where she worked 6 days a week and went out dancing just about every night. Her favorite place to dance was the old O'Henry Ballroom out on Archer Avenue, today still operating as the Willowbrook Ballroom. She had gone out shopping on a spring afternoon in 1934 with a friend of hers and made a double date with some young men that they had met for later on that night. That night, they went out dancing at the Willowbrook Ballroom, and at the end of the evening, about 1:30 in the morning, when the ballroom closed, Mary still wanted to dance, as usual. So she begged her escort to take them into the city where some of the nightclubs were open later. And so he, of course, complied. They went into the city, they danced till about 4 o'clock in the morning, and then headed out to make their way back to the back of the yard. Well, as they were leaving the Loop, the car they were driving in got into a deadly accident at the intersection of Lake Street and Wacker Drive. The car struck one of the support beams of the Lake Street elevated train structure. Mary was sitting in the front passenger seat and went through the window and died on the way to the hospital. She was buried at Resurrection Cemetery a few days later. And a few days after the burial, visitors to the cemetery began to report to the cemetery management they were seeing a young woman dressed in a party dress with no shoes on, wandering around that section of the cemetery where Mary had been recently buried. When we hear about ghost stories, you know, we usually hear about someone seeing a wispy form across the room or a shadowy figure in the corner. The stories of Resurrection Mary are never of that nature. Whenever someone encounters her, she is as real as can be. Men who had never met Mary Bregovi were reporting that they had danced with this beautiful stranger who they had met on the ballroom floor, who seemed cold to the touch when they danced with her. She didn't have much to say. She was a woman of few words, but at the end of the evening, she would beg for a ride home. The young man was always happy to comply, but he could only get her so far. As they passed the gates of Resurrection Cemetery, driving home on Archer Road, she would either simply vanish from the car or throw the car door open and run into the darkness, disappearing right through the cemetery fence and into the darkness of the cemetery beyond. One of the most famous encounters with Resurrection Mary, there was a man that was driving past the cemetery. He was distracted by the movement towards the cemetery gate. And as he looked, he saw that there was a young woman that was trapped inside the cemetery. And she was standing at the front gate, clutching the bars, looking very much afraid. The man figured that she had been locked inside the cemetery after closing time. It's an enormous place. He turned around in his car and went back to the police station and reported what he had seen. And the police officer at the desk called the caretaker of Resurrection to meet two officers at the front gate to let the young woman out and make sure she was okay. They met the caretaker at the front gate a few minutes later and found no trace of anyone there. But what they did find was that the bars that the young woman had been clutching had been pried apart as if by some incredible heat, and burned into the metal were the imprint of two what were described later as delicate hands.
Okay, now we're going to talk about explained mysteries in Chicago and different things that happened in the city. Very strange occurrences. Very weird city in Chicago. A lot of strange things happened in the city.
Over the last few weeks, people in Chicago have been left scratching their heads. Many have been seeing what appears to be a giant insect-like humanoid flying over the city. The most recent witness stated that while walking outside, they happened to gaze up at the Willis Tower. What caught their eye was a flying humanoid. It was then they realized the flying humanoid was standing on top of the tower. The witness noted the being was approximately 6 to 7 feet tall and had wings. As he watched the being, they jumped off the building, stretched out their wings, and began to fly away. As the mysterious being began to fly away, the witness managed to get a slightly closer look at them. They described the wings as being pointed in shape to look similar to a moth's wings. They then went on to say the body was a dark green color and reminded him of a praying mantis. This is the 17th time that a witness has come forward about this particular unusual sighting in Chicago in the past year. The majority of the sightings have taken place on the lakefront area close to Lake Michigan. All of the witnesses have reported seeing this creature in the evening. The previous witness described the unknown creature as having large bat wings with human-like features. Another witness said the following. While walking home with my friend, I saw a creature flying high in the sky. I didn't take much notice of it, but as it got lower, we could see it was huge. The only way I can describe it is it looked like a giant owl or bat. The wings on this thing look huge, bigger than the average human. I tried to take some photos, but it was late at night and you couldn't make out what was there. After telling some friends, they said it was most probably a bird, but this thing didn't look like a bird. I still have no idea what we witnessed. Due to the insect description, some think it could be Mantis Man. Mantis Man is a bug-like creature that's been reported in New Jersey. This cryptid mostly resembles a praying mantis. The mantis man has been sighted near bodies of water. What's odd is that the praying mantis doesn't usually spend their time in water. They usually spend their time on leaves and in the forest. In all of the reports, the mantis man doesn't harm anyone. It's likely afraid of the people who encounter it because it seems to always run away when they get close. The police report tells that another person, Mr. Strickler, saw the mantis man in a riverbank. He said the following. I saw something strange a few weeks ago on the river near my home here in New Jersey. I was driving home from the local store, and as I drove near the bridge over the river, I noticed to my left something standing in the river just off the south bank. I slowed the car and looked closer. It wasn't a person, and it was transparent like with a weird shape. It moved slowly towards the bank and into the trees. I drove further so I could see it coming out of the trees. That's the last I saw of it. It was tall, 8 feet or so, and it had long thin arms hanging off of it. The color was pale brown, but I could see through it. The head was small compared to the body. I mentioned it to a coworker, and he gave me the strangest look. We went back to his computer, and he brought up the local town's forum of the Mantis Man witness. People claim that the Mantis Man may have been an experiment gone wrong, and someone who couldn't control it set it free near the river. Some think the witnesses could have seen a Mothman. The first recorded Mothman sighting took place on the 12th of November 1966. This was near West Virginia. Five men were in a cemetery when they saw something they couldn't explain. Lifting off from the nearby tree was a brown-winged creature. The men held to the fact that what lifted off beyond the trees was no bird. It was a humanoid. The creature was sighted in many places across West Virginia and the surrounding states, but the largest number of sightings happened in the old West Virginia Ordnance Works, an area now known by the locals as the TNT area. The area is riddled with abandoned tunnels, most of which have collapsed, been sealed off, or become flooded with water. A wildlife sanctuary now encompasses the area. In 1979, fishermen in the TNT area reported that chemicals had been left to seep into the ponds, causing it to be labeled an environmental disaster. By the year 1983, the TNT area was among the country's most polluted sites. It was here in the TNT area on the 15th of November 1966, 3 days after the first sighting took place, that two young couples would encounter this bizarre creature. They were driving through the area around midnight when one of them noticed two large glowing red eyes in the darkness. This was beside the old North power plant. They soon learned that these eyes belonged to something that looked human. The creature was around 7 feet tall and had wings. After stopping the car, the couples inspected the creature. The four realized immediately their spectacle was no ordinary bird. The true horror began, however, when the creature spread its wings and pursued them down Highway 62 to the Point Pleasant city limits at speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour. Although this encounter is frightening, some have suggested the descriptions fit the sandhill crane, the second largest American crane, which stands almost as high as a man and has a wingspan of more than 7 feet. These types of sightings sound incredible, but unfortunately no photographs or videos of the creatures have been put forward. This doesn't necessarily discredit the sightings themselves, but it makes it much harder to pinpoint what witnesses are seeing. So what do you guys think?
Pretty interesting. The story of the Mothman been around for a while. I think it might be Mothman because whenever that creature comes to a city or anything, something happens and there's been a lot of violence and murder in Chicago. So maybe it might be some kind of prophecy. Let us know that we better shape up or something bad's going to happen to this city. Now I wanted to show you something about strange occurrences and doesn't have necessarily to do with Chicago, but I want to show you some stuff that you might find interesting.
Are you wearing socks with sandals because your feet look like you've been kicking rocks? Well, Carol can help you with that.
Hello, and welcome to 10 Strange Natural Occurrences. Crooked Forest, Poland. Our first stop in our trip around the world is in Poland near the town of Gryfino, where we find one strange-looking forest. Over 400 pines located in this forest have grown with an odd bending fashion. Very little is known as to what caused this phenomenon, but as always, there are plenty of theories. One idea suggests that there was a fluctuation in gravitational forces that caused the bending. The second theory states that severe snow flattened the trees as saplings, and they grew this way due to it. A similar process has been brought to the table, but instead of snow bending the saplings, it was enemy tanks during World War II. The final idea claims they bent due to human hands intending them to be used for furniture or shipbuilding. Lake Baikal, Siberia. The next stop we are going to is in Russia, where Lake Baikal is located. This lake is known as the deepest freshwater lake in the world with a depth of over 1.6 kilometers or about a mile. It is considered to have some of the clearest waters as well as being the world's oldest lake. Outside of all these titles, during the winter, the temperatures drop to negative 35 degrees Celsius or negative 95 degrees Fahrenheit, completely freezing the surface. This occurrence causes fantastic natural cracks in the ice that almost look painted on. This isn't even mentioning the beautiful turquoise ice that forms as well. I guess we can't leave this location without briefly mentioning the fact that reports claim that a Nessie-like monster is said to live in this lake, as well as the possibility of submerged alien UFOs. Both of those topics are possibly more suited for a separate video later on. Rainbow eucalyptus trees. These trees are located in New Britain, New Guinea, Suriname, Sulawesi, and Mindanao. And at first, when I was researching this topic, I thought they were fake. As crazy as it seems, these trees are in fact real, and none of their colors are photoshopped. The beautiful colors of the trees range from green, blue, purple, red, orange, and maroon. What happens is the outer bark is shed, which reveals the green inner bark. As time goes on, the green grows darker and transforms into the other colors. This process repeats itself over and over, and what we are left with is one of the most colorful trees in the world. It should also be stated that these trees can live in California, Texas, Florida, and Hawaii. Trovens, Romania. At first glance, the image of these stones from Romania look a little odd, but rather plain. What makes these ordinary stones find a place in this video is due to the phenomenon that they are actually growing. Yes, you heard me right. These rocks grow in size. The rocks have a hard stone core with an outer shell made of sandstone. The sandstone is porous, and during a rainstorm, the stone absorbs the rain's minerals. Due to chemicals already in the trovens, the minerals from rain causes a reaction that forms pressure in a rock, allowing it to expand. These stones do not grow quickly, only about 4 to 5 centimeters or 1.5 to 2 inches per 1,000 years. Of course, this whole process was only a theory, since no one is 100% certain how they grow or how they're able to move from location to location. Did I forget to mention that earlier? Yes, these stones somehow are able to relocate themselves. Maybe the creator of the pet rock wasn't too far off. Green sunset. This is the first of 2 occurrences in this video that doesn't pertain to one specific country or region. Perhaps you watched the movie Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End and remembered a scene where 2 characters spoke of the rarely seen occurrence of a green flash on the horizon as the sun sets. In the movie, it is claimed to signal when a soul has returned from the dead. I can't speak for a soul's returning part, but it is true that the sun can create a green glow as it sets. As the movie states, it is possible for the event to shoot a green ray from the sun, and in all events, it is only visible for only a second or two. The whole process is made possible by a mirage effect. I guess movies can sometimes get some things right. Blue glob rain. This topic is a little different than all the others on this video, but a strange occurrence has been reported in various locations around the world. One of the most famous cases comes from Bournemouth, England, where residents awoke to find the blue jelly-like orbs had fallen from the sky during a hailstorm. These jelly-like orbs are said to not have a smell and do not dissolve. Interestingly, no one is quite sure what caused this, but theories claim it could be, in fact, eggs from a marine invertebrate that fell off the feet of passing birds. It should be noted that similar occurrences of rain in the form of various animals has been reported in various locations as well. Underwater waterfall. Found in the Republic of Mauritius near Madagascar, this waterfall is actually an optical illusion. While this area may look like it is able to drag the unwary to their doom, it is in fact formed by how the flow of sand and silt deposits fluctuate the color of the water. Basically, the sand is moving from a higher coastal plain and dropping to a lower one. Eye of the Sahara. This formation is found in the Sahara Desert in west-central Mauritania and is also known as the Rochet Structure. The eye is 40 kilometers or almost 25 miles in diameter and contains magnetite, which gives off the striking blue color. It has been debated as to what caused this to form, with many believing it was volcanic or the site of an impact, but evidence suggests otherwise. The going theory is that it was formed via a process known as differential erosion. This process is where wind and water erode the surface, making the ring-like patterns as weaker rocks break down quicker. Blue lava, Indonesia. In East Java, Indonesia, we find the Kawah Ijen volcano complex that is famous for spurting out blue lava. This beautiful sight is caused from sulfuric gases in the lava, which erupts and catches fire when it comes in contact with a 360 degrees Celsius or 680 degrees Fahrenheit air temperature. As many are well aware, blue is one of, if not, the hottest color in a flame. While the lava is beautiful, the gases produced are very poisonous. Volcanic lightning. This phenomenon has been sighted all over the world and is sometimes known as a dirty thunderstorm. Images of lightning in a volcanic plume have been witnessed in over 200 eruptions for over 200 years. The pictures that capture this occurrence can sometimes resemble the bowels of hell opening up. I won't go into the whole process as to how this phenomenon occurs, but basically the rock or ash becomes electrostatically charged due to heat and acts almost like rubbing your socks on a carpet. With that, be safe, and I'll see you in the next one.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening to Jay's Dark Zone. I'll see you next time.